For today's meditation, let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Can one of you please read? Let's pray. Father, I pray that these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing to your sight. Holy Spirit, enlighten our hearts to receive these words and transform our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me ask a question. Is it easier to die for Christ or to live for Christ? Which is easier? To die or to live? Let's see. So in Romans 12, 1 and 2 it says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So highlight phrases for today is living sacrifice and be transformed by renewing of your mind. ജീവനുള്ള ബലിയാകുക, മനസ്സ് പുതുക്കി രൂപാന്തരപ്പെടുക. In this portion, we all know, Paul is writing to the believers in Rome. Those who have accepted Jesus as their personal savior, those who believe in Jesus and who are on their way to be completely free from sin. Paul is encouraging the believers to present themselves as living sacrifice. This is a continuation of chapters 1 through 11, where Paul sets forth foundations for Christian faith. All people are sinful. Christ died to forgive our sin. We are made right with God through faith. We all know that. യേശുക്രിസ്തു മരിച്ചു നമുക്ക് വേണ്ടി. നമ്മളെല്ലാവരും പാപികളാണ്. യേശുക്രിസ്തു നമുക്ക് വേണ്ടി മരിച്ചു. വി ആർ ഫോർ ഗിവൻ. വി ആർ മെയ്ഡ് റൈറ്റ് വിത്ത് ഗാഡ് ത്രൂ ഫെയ്ത്ത്. പക്ഷെ ഇവിടെ അവസാനിക്കത്തില്ല. ദിസ് ഇസ് വെയർ ദ ന്യൂ ലൈഫ് വിത്ത് എ ന്യൂ റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ് വിത്ത് ഗാഡ് ബിഗിൻസ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് എനഫ് ടു നോ ദ ഗോസ്പെൽ, ബട്ട് വി ഷുഡ് ലെറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ട്രാൻസ്ഫോം അവർ ലൈഫ്സ്. ഇൻ ദ ഓൾഡ് ടെസ്റ്റമെന്റ്, ദ പ്രീസ്റ്റ് യൂസ് ടു ടേക്ക് ദ ആനിമൽ, cut into pieces and put it on the altar as a sacrifice. But even in the Old Testament, God made it clear that obedience from the heart is much more important than physical sacrifice. What does it mean to be a living sacrifice? ജീവനുള്ള ബലിയാകുക എന്ന് അർത്ഥമാക്കുന്നത് എന്താ? Does it mean that God wants to hurt ourselves? Does it mean that he doesn't want us to be happy? Or does it mean that you give up everything you have, sell everything you have, separate yourself from people, and shave your head or wear white and go live on the mountaintop away from people? It's much easier to do away with people than to live in harmony with people, right? First, we have to know that who we are in Christ. യേശു ക്രിസ്തുവിൽ നമ്മളുടെ വ്യക്തിത്വം നമ്മൾ ആദ്യം മനസ്സിലാക്കണം. We have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal savior. We ache and long to be with Jesus. In the process, we are being cleansed and purified without spot or wrinkle, perfect to be presented before Jesus. That's what we read in Ephesians chapter 5, 25 through 27. We heard that, the second reading. So can one of you read in Malayalam, Ephesians 5, 27, just 27. It's beautiful in Malayalam.
അവനവളെ വചനത്തോടുകൂടെ ജലസ്നാനത്താൽ വെടിപ്പാക്കി വിശുദ്ധീകരിക്കേണ്ടതിനും കറ ചുളുക്കം മുതലായ ഒന്നുമില്ലാതെ സഭയെ ശുദ്ധിയും നിഷ്കളങ്കവുമായി തനിക്ക് തന്നെ തേജസ്സോടെ മുന്നിർത്തേണ്ടതിനും തന്നെത്താൻ അവൾക്ക് വേണ്ടി ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്തു.
മാലിന്യമോ ഊനമോ മറ്റൊരു കുറവും ഇല്ലാതെ പ്രസന്റ് ചെയ്യാനായിട്ടാണ്. That's the process that's happening now. So we have been engaged or betrothed to Jesus. There is a holy matrimony waiting to happen. We have to throw away our old sinful nature. Let your spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Jesus is saying to you and to me and all the youngsters who are going to college, who are seeking the truth. Jesus is saying to you and me, forget about yourself and look to me. You will find both yourself and me. നിങ്ങൾ നിങ്ങളെ മറന്ന് എന്നെ നോക്കൂ. നിങ്ങൾ നിങ്ങളെയും എന്നെയും കണ്ടെത്തും. Renewing of your mind takes place by humbling yourself and giving up your desires and replacing it with God's desires for you. God has good, pleasing and perfect plans for his children. Daily we have to be renewed in our mind through the word of God. There is no other way, people. There is no other way. Only through the word of God that you can renew your mind. We have to learn to let go and let God. God can be allegorically pictured as an umbrella. Just picture it in your mind. God as a large umbrella. And the fiery darts of the enemy, the illness, the problems that you encounter, any job issues, anything that you encounter, can be pictured as the rain. If you are under the umbrella, you wouldn't get wet. But if you're out of the umbrella, you will obviously get wet. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, it says that we have the mind of Christ. യേശു ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ മനസ്സ് നമ്മളിൽ ഉണ്ടെന്ന് പറയുന്നു. If you are in Christ, then you have the mind of Christ. If you have the mind of Christ, then we have to act like Christ. If you're a dog, you act like a dog. If you're a cat, you act like a cat. Dogs don't act like a lion, do they? No. So renewal of mind happens through the Holy Spirit. Once we humble ourselves and give up our life to Jesus and ask the Holy Spirit to renew your mind, then the work begins. Once this happens, we are sealed. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 1, 13 and 14 we read, Holy Spirit is God's seal that we belong to him and his deposit guaranteeing he will do what he has promised. Holy Spirit is like a down payment, a deposit validating signature on the contract. Holy Spirit power works in us to transform us now. നമ്മളുടെ മനസ്സിനെ രൂപാന്തരപ്പെടുത്താൻ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് നമ്മളെ സഹായിക്കുന്നു. To utilize the Holy Spirit's power, we must lay aside our evil desires and draw on the power of the new life. It seems to me there are two roadblocks or stumbling blocks to having our minds renewed. That is pride and selfishness. Ahangaru swarthade. Pride because we think highly of ourselves. We should take time every day to evaluate ourselves. The key to accurate evaluation of our self-worth is to know our identity in Christ. യേശു ക്രിസ്തുവിൽ നമ്മുടെ വ്യക്തിത്വം നമ്മൾ ആദ്യം മനസ്സിലാക്കണം. When we compare, make sure you don't compare with another person. We always compare with Jesus Christ. We should train our mind to the fact that we have the mind of Christ. It doesn't happen automatically. We have to train our minds to do that. If someone cuts in front of you in traffic, or you accidentally cut someone else in traffic, and then they give you a dirty look, or someone always brags about themselves at work and puts you down, suddenly it should strike you that you have the mind of Christ. Old is gone, new has come. Now it's not about you, it's about Christ living in you. This will help us to forgive those who have wronged us. You'll be the bigger person and forgive. Instead, suddenly our pride boils up and surfaces itself way up And we say, എനിക്കെത്ര ഡിഗ്രി ഉണ്ടെന്ന് നിനക്കറിയാം മോടാ, റൈറ്റ്? നിന്നേക്കാൾ മുമ്പേ ഞാൻ മാർത്തോമയിൽ ജനിച്ചതാ, നിന്നേക്കാൾ മുമ്പേ ഞാൻ അമേരിക്കയിൽ വന്നതാ. വി ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് ടു സേ ഓൾ ദാറ്റ്. വി ഷുഡ് ഓൾവേസ് ബി റെഡി ടു സ്റ്റോപ്പ് ആൻഡ് ഇവാലുവേറ്റ് അവർ സെൽവ്സ് ഇൻ വാട്ട് എവർ സ്റ്റേജ് ഓഫ് ലൈഫ് യു ആർ ഇൻ. യു മൈറ്റ് ബി എ ലിറ്റിൽ ചൈൽഡ്, യു മൈറ്റ് ബി എ ടീനേജർ, യു മൈറ്റ് ബി എ മിഡിൽ ഏജ്ഡ് മാൻ ഓർ എൻ അപ്പച്ചൻ ഓർ എൻ അമ്മച്ചി. It doesn't matter. Take time to ask yourself, God, you placed me in this situation. Are you teaching me something through this? But always remember, God always wants the best for you. He's our Father, and He will not, or He does not like us to suffer. God even speaks to us through a little child. ഒരു കുഞ്ഞിന്റെ വായിലൂടെയായിരിക്കും നമുക്ക് അന്നത്തെ വചനം ലഭിക്കുന്നത്. This is the perfect sacrifice, dying to self and living for Christ. Our pride, selfishness, unworthiness, lack of self-esteem, fear, nammada bhayam, our worries, everything should die and make an oath to live for Christ. You have the mind of Christ, so might as well live like that. When something bad happens to you, instead of asking God, why me, we should immediately place ourselves into the hands of God. That's what King David did. In 1 Chronicles 21:13, he said, Let me fall into the hands of God, for His mercy is great. His hands are huge, enormous, to hold you, your family, along with your problems. In exchange, we get a beautiful thing. He will give you His peace, comfort, and joy. Don't think for a moment that He is not seeing your heart. However you hide it, He knows every bit of you. Every tear you have shed, it is bottled up and accounted for. In Psalms 56:8, it says, You have put my tears in your bottle. നമ്മുടെ ഓരോ കണ്ണുനീരും സേവ് ചെയ്തു വെച്ചിട്ടുണ്ട്. Whether you are in the valley or on the mountain top, learn to let go and let God. I would like to wind up today with a true story. Children and teens, please listen up. Once there was a girl who grew up with an empty feeling. She knew she was missing something in her life. From when she was a little child, she tried to figure out what the missing link was. She grew up praying and reading the Bible because she had to, not because she wanted to. Her personal life and religious life was separate. Since her father was an authoritarian and religious, she was persuaded to read the Bible but did not understand a thing she read. She grew up, got good education, still feeling the same emptiness. She got married, went through some difficult times. Struggles that choked her. She tried to figure things out, but failed miserably. She kept asking herself, why? Why is this happening to me? One night, as she was sobbing in her bed, the night she thought she can't do it anymore, the night she said to herself, I give up, a bright light flashed in front of her, brighter than the sun. The light was indescribable. It can be described as a person, but with no physical features. Suddenly, she was scooped up to a beautiful place where there was only joy and happiness. She was filled with extreme joy, a feeling of ecstasy. The light revealed to her that He was Jesus. She was taken deep into Him, and she was shown how much love He has for her. She became calm. She found out that she was not dreaming. It was real. She had an encounter with Jesus. After that, she never had that emptiness ever again. She started reading the Bible with a desire to know. And she began to understand everything she read. She felt like someone is standing beside her and revealing things to her. She realized it was the Holy Spirit. She learned to trust her totally with Jesus, her life totally with Jesus. Friends, this woman was none other than myself. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Children, teens, youngsters, unless you find Jesus, you can never be complete. So don't waste your time trying to complete your life with other things, material things that will not satisfy you. The real missing link is Jesus. He makes you complete. Your identity is hidden in Christ. I pray that today you will decide to do it. Give up your life for Jesus, a living sacrifice. Today is the day. God bless you.